From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News for Monday, June 11th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hegate Energy LLC has scaled back the size of its proposed solar project by 55%. The company is looking to build a 50-megawatt solar farm near Farm to Market Road in Coxsackie on property owned by the Flatch family. Under the new plan, 170,000 solar panels will be erected on 400 acres rather than 890 acres originally proposed. The farm will produce 93,000 megawatt hours of electricity annually, enough to supply 13,000 homes. The plan allows for the Flatch family to continue farming on approximately 500 acres. Hegate does not anticipate negative impacts on health, air, or water, a company spokesman said, and the visual impact of the panels will be mitigated by the installation of fencing and planting of trees. Saving Green, Citizens for Sensible Solar, a group opposed to the Hegate project, say the company's plan has not changed and that developers regularly purchase more land than needed for sitting panels. The group said, and I quote, "Hegate has still not committed to where they are placing panels, and they have not reduced the size or footprint of this project," end quote. Town board member Michael Veder said the possible effects on wildlife and viewsheds have been addressed. He said, and I quote, "There's a lot of hurdles to clear before going forward," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Germantown Planning Board could decide as early as June 28th if the town will get a Dollar General. Primex Properties' application for its construction of a retail store on the west side of Route 9G has been in process for 2 years. The Planning Board will hold its public hearing on the Primex Dollar General site plan and subdivision June 11th, and written comments will be accepted until noon June 18th. Then, Board Chairman Stephen Reynolds said last week, and I quote, "Subject to what happens in public hearings, we have roughly projected that the Planning Board will be ready to arrive at a decision at our next meeting June 28th or shortly after that," end quote. The site plan and the subdivision for the store are being considered in parallel in the application, Reynolds said, so they will be approved or rejected together. Reynolds encouraged public comment. He said, and I quote, "The public is defined as anyone. Those who live outside of Germantown are welcome to comment. Anyone who is interested in Route 9G corridor can comment," end quote. The public comment hearing will take place at 7 p.m. on Monday, June 11th at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road. Written comments should be submitted via email to gtownpzsec@yahoo.com or by regular mail or to the attention of Planning Board Secretary Jamie Del Pozo, care of Town Hall. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. After hearing input from city residents at a special meeting June 7th, the Hudson Development Corporation Board of Trustees has decided to consider an amendment to the original request for proposal issued for the planned $30 million redevelopment of the 4-acre Katz Warehouse site on Cross Street in Hudson's First Ward. The board also agreed to further delay the selection of a developer for the project. Three developers have already submitted proposals: Saratoga Spring-based Bonacchio Construction, Inc., Redburn Development Companies, and Sequence Development, both of Troy in a collaborative venture, and the Kearney Realty and Development Group in Carmel. Following comments from the public and its members, the board ultimately decided to discuss with legal counsel the possibility of making amendments to the request. Adding to an already complicated scenario, 5 HDC board members resigned in the past weeks, so the board will hold off on any action until those vacancies are filled. At its June 26 meeting, the board will consider the letters of interest that have been submitted. An editor's note, a link to Dan Udell's recording of the HDC board special meeting can be found on the WGXC Newsroom webpage. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting at Capital Confidential. Pollster's Siena Research Institute and Marist College both received an A grade, while Quinnipiac University scored an A- in a review conducted by 538.com, a website that focuses on opinion poll analysis. Nearly 400 pollsters were reviewed in total, and only 18 of them received an A. The analyst at 538 looked at thousands of polls since 1998 and compared them to the final results of elections while also considering the methodology used. For Siena, the grade was based on a review of 60 polls, which correctly predicted 82% of their races. 538 determined that they were above average at predicting future election results. Marist performed similarly to Siena and was deemed to be above average at projecting results. They called 85% of the 159 races correctly. Quinnipiac called 85% of 195 races correctly. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for today, Monday, the 11th day of June, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.